from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
I gotta say.
What?
It's time for a funeral.
A funeral?
Season's over.
The Cubs season is over?
Yeah. We got speakers.
We do? We have speakers at the funeral?
Speakers at the funeral.
I didn't know we were having a funeral. Cubs. I'm not prepared. I didn't bring my trumpet or anything.
My brother Tom and Dan and I, and my mother took us over there as my father went to a Jewish ceremony for a person who passed away. They call that a shiva. Here's the 2-0.
Debbie is on the road.
Sunday with my grandchildren. It was their first Cubs game. It was very sad. I love the Cubs. I'll always love the Cubs. I'm old and I've lived through many years of crap.
They're dropping like flies.
It's all that charcoal broiled meat you people ate.
Nobody told us till the 80s.
Steven Schomburg is our next speaker at the 2024 Cubs funeral.
Hi, Steve.
Rest in peace.
I can't believe we got the wrong guy from Milwaukee. $8 million a year, what are we doing?
Daniel and Elgin's our next speaker. We'll see if you can follow Steve. He was a real tearjerker.
Hey, Danny. Also, Danny calling in. RIP, 2024 Cubs.
Yeah.
But we kind of knew.
Sorry for your loss.
Josh in Rock Falls.
How come nobody's talking about the hitting coach?
Joe's in his car. He's on the score.
Yeah, how you doing? I'd like to talk about... Actually, I forgot what I was
going to
say.
Oh, Joe.
With the COVID, excuse me, with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if...
You called to talk about Joe. David Ross.
Yes, I'd like to see him back.
You missed a good one. This was really a nice...
Well, I'm sorry I missed it. Perhaps had I been informed, I may have been able to attend my mother's funeral.
It was beautiful.
Very nice.
Very well attended.
Yeah, Uncle Harold was there. He told his joke, you know, his famous joke that he always tells.
Yeah, about the temple, I know.
Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, Abe Lincoln, he was Jewish.
The food was very good.
He got shot in the temple,
yeah.
A lot of people turned up.
Yeah.
Beautiful service. Sorry about your loss. Where's Larry?
The Cubs are dead.
One, two, three.
And here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Oh, this is great. Usually I'm the one who's broken. I'm the one who's been destroyed by something in Tanny's open. I'm giggling.
Oh, God.
And I have to, explain myself after you say the hellos. Hello, everybody. Danny's broken.
It's all kind of at my own expense because when Tanny started playing the Biden clip of him making no sense, and it must have been hard for him to pick one, I was like, oh, you did that to the guy? And then I repeated it in the open. It was Joe in Schaumburg or wherever he was from. And I was like, oh, the caller's name is Joe.
Yes.
It wasn't just the caller who forgot what he was saying.
It's caller named Joe.
Named Joe who forgot what he was saying.
It was pretty perfect.
It was next level. And
yesterday when I said the guy had an election to worry about dropping out of, that was the joke.
Yeah, we all missed that.
There's multi-levels. That's why you got to listen to the show on podcast sometimes, you know?
Yeah, you get all the references that Tanny is dropping in that are either right over or right under my head. Whew, that was real good. I love, that's one of my favorite Curb episodes. She didn't want to bother you? You couldn't bother me to attend my own mother's funeral? And the guy signs the guest book, Where's Larry?
That's Shelley Berman in there. Shelley Berman, who came up last week after Bob Newhart passed away, because Shelley Berman went to his grave thinking that Bob Newhart stole his telephone call bit. That must have been a fun way to live out the last 30, 40 years of your life.
See, I think grudges are healthy. That proves, though, that grudges aren't that unhealthy. He lived real late. He had a long life.
He did have a long life.
So it's not like the grudge killed him.
Didn't seem very happy, though.
Well, I guess that's
there
true.
There is that.
Yeah.
Speaking of unhappy, back to baseball. And no, you know what? Let's shelf it.
Should we offer some congratulations?
We should.
Fichtner? Fichtner or Mitch?
Oh, you get the full Fichtner. You throw a no-hitter.
Yeah, career high in pitches for Dylan Cease. 114-pitch no-hitter.
Have you seen a slider?
Yeah, congratulations.
Slide, oh, slider, slide. 114 pitches, as you said, the 324th no-hitter in the history of professional baseball. I believe the first since Ronel Blanco did it earlier this year for the Houston Astros in the first couple of weeks of the season. Dylan Cease was filthy his last time out. Today, filthier, and he went longer, went the whole way, so congrats to him, and I'm sorry, White Sox fans, you did not get a chance to see that happen in a White Sox uniform.
It feels like it was a year ago to the date where he took that against the Twins, I believe it was, when Arise broke it up. It felt like maybe it was a year ago around this time. But yeah, could you imagine a rotation with Cease and Crochet, what that would do?
Well,
who could do such a thing?
Look, I'll tell you this much. Over the last 41 games, the White Sox have a 3.37 ERA in their rotation because Crochet's good, Drew Thorpe is good, and Jonathan Cannon's been decent. So, I mean, they've got an interesting and good-looking young rotation.
They should have traded all those kids for bats and kept everyone else.
It's coming. It's coming. How many bats can you get for Garrett Crochet? Go ahead. Go ahead and fleece the Orioles. Get everything you can.
Spoiler alert, it won't be enough.
What are we doing here?
It's the pre-build. That's really not catching on enough for my liking.
The pre-build?
Yeah. It's the pre-build. So they can't tear it all down. You can't tear a team down that's 50 games under 500.
Every time the pre-build comes up, I think of Minority Report. Is the precogs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the precog police who just lie around in a pool all day and just, you know, envision crimes that are about to happen so they can go out and stop them. God, I love that movie.
It's a really, really good movie.
Yeah. Good story by Philip K. Dick.
That's a fun movie. Yep.
Daniel Norris loves that.
He did love it.
And Mark Grody references Daniel Norris, so we know we've crossed over.
No-hitters still feel special?
You know, it's interesting. It didn't feel that special when Ronel Blanco did it. Right now, because it's Dylan Cease, it felt a little more special.
That
I got to admit.
Doesn't seem fair.
I know. That's not fair.
Is that a pedigree?
Oh, slider, slide.
Is that a pedigree thing?
Yeah, I mean, clearly it's a pedigree issue. It's a notoriety thing.
So like a random guy throws no-hitter feels like random occurrence. High-end, all-star caliber, Cy Young contending pitcher throws no-hitter feels like it bolsters a Hall of Fame candidacy.
Yeah, right. It feels like a coronation of sorts for the moment here in Dylan Cease, and I understand that that's not... That's not that. It's not that fair. I admit to that, but it feels like, because right now I'm thinking about all the times we watched Dylan Cease pitch, and it was like, oh yeah, any day he could go out there and he's got no hitter stuff. I guess it does feel special because we don't get chances. I mean, here you rightfully brought up, let him pitch the ninth.
Yeah,
because a lot of times they don't, but I'm glad this time they did.
So perfect game still feel crazy special.
Perfect game, 15 years and 1 week removed from Mark Burley's perfect game.
Yep.
And yeah, it feels crazy special because it is. But randoms have done that too, obviously. Philip Umber.
Right, but
Dallas Braden.
Less than 50 all time, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the number? It's like 38 all time?
No, less. I think it's a 25?
25 all time?
For perfect games?
Total perfect games in baseball history?
Yeah.
I know it's less than 50. I don't know the exact number.
There's a modern... There's
24.
24.
So
much less than 50.
Yeah, less than 25.
Just about half.
Yeah, about half. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
So 24, it's a very, very, very low number in the history of baseball.
There's been a lot of games.
Been a lot of games.
Right. You're right.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Big Cat. Appreciate that.
Well,
the scarcity of a perfect game is pretty remarkable, which is why some people wept the day of Mark Burley's no-hitter. Some people wept. Some people were in the stands weeping. in full-on gratitude.
That was you?
That was me.
Weeping.
Yeah. Because life circumstance that allowed me to actually end up there.
Right, I remember
there was
that.
There was a lot of weight to it.
Have you told Burley that before?
I don't think I've told Burley that, no.
Because I think it would be interesting if he didn't cry.
It didn't look like he did.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, Mark Burley never cried about his own perfect game, but you in the ninth row, gratitude about place and career,
couple
what
things.
Had happened in your life.
Eighth row. Okay.
Eighth row, I apologize.
It's all right.
All right.
It's okay.
Him on the mound,
yeah.
Throwing the perfect game.
But me, gratitude and happenstance to actually be there, yes.
Yeah,
you're right. Well, we could ask AJ Pierzynski about it when we talked to him at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
he was not the catcher that day though. Ramon Castro.
He was there.
He was there watching Ramon Castro.
He had a better seat than you.
He was not. He had eight rows better than me.
But it'd be funny to talk to Burley about his perfect game and ask him if his mom cried. Like, does he know anyone
who cried?
Who wept? Like, did his wife, mom, dad, best friend? Teammate, high school coach, like, does he know of any? Is it possible that you are the only human
that he would know
the only human in the world
who cried that day
that wept over Mark Burley's perfect game?
Oh God, I don't know.
It's got to be possible.
I'll
right?
I'll wear that if I need to. His wife was out there. His wife was out there on the field talking to Ozzie. I'll never forget seeing his wife and his relatively newborn at that point talking to Ozzie that day as Burley was celebrating, and Ozzie was like goo 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 ga ga ga. Ozzie was messing with the baby. It was delightful.
What was he doing?
He was goo 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 ga ga ga.
Got
is that
it.
What you do?
I think that is.
I think that's pretty much how you do it.
That's roughly what you do.
Yeah.
We've talked about the breakout star for the Bears of Hard Knocks. Where might there be some liabilities? We'll do that ahead of AJ Pierzynski next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Well, that, and there's the name.
Afternoons on The Score.
A good receiver can make a difference. The right quarterback can deliver a championship. The Bears pick first, and they seem intent on taking USC's Caleb Williams.
Damn right.
Yeah! We are fast approaching Hard Knocks with the Chicago Bears. It was 2 weeks from 2 days ago. It was the premiere episode. So we got 12 days left until we get some real Bears content. But we got padded practice tomorrow, the next day. We got Hall of Fame game before that.
Hey, man, I'm sorry we missed the celebration of the two-week mark of awaiting Hard Knocks.
Oh, I celebrated it privately.
You did?
Yeah, of course. I got a countdown calendar at home. You got the family calendar, and then you got the countdown to Hard Knocks calendar. You got the countdown to the week one calendar.
Breaking White Sox news. Dylan Cease has pitched a no-hitter. Keep it here for details of this historic Chicago sports moment.
Not with the White Sox.
That's the confusing part about the White Sox news.
Oh, Rick Pardee.
Yeah.
He had that ready.
Yeah.
Have him do one for Crochet, just so we have it for next year, when he does it as an Oriole.
Do we have one for Chris Sale winning the Cy Young?
When he does that as a Brave this year.
Ronaldo Lopez making an all-star team.
All-star team. That's very good.
Very nice. Quite a rotation. Really good rotation.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really
talented rotation.
We're going to be out and about, by the way, on the day that Hard Knocks gets
Breaking
released.
Cubs Uh-oh. News. The Cubs trade Justin Steele.
Oh, boy. Stop that.
I started making fun of the White Sox.
What are you doing?
He's fighting back. He's fighting back with Rick Pardee. Picking a fight with Tanny is just a terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea.
He's really good at it.
He can't fight the barrel of ink.
No.
He is... It's not the barrel of ink, though. It's
no, he's the 50,000-watt blowtorch.
There he is. You can't fight the 50,000-watt blowtorch, especially when he's got Rick Party in his back pocket.
I believe I said before, don't pick a fight with someone who stores audio by the terabyte. Yeah, that's the best way I can describe my stitch.
Yeah, I mean, how many times has Tanny manipulated something you said into something you didn't say but makes you look really bad? Yeah. Like, Tanny could have you guys saying the N-word, no problem.
Whoa,
in like 30 seconds. Hey, and that would be a horrible look for
far.
Both of
that's
you.
That's too far.
That'd be a horrible look for all of us. Because
yeah.
you don't use that word, but Tanny could make it seem like you
he
do.
He would yeah. never do such
Thank
a
you for
thing.
Clarifying
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
in case anyone was wondering.
Tanny could go back to that time you did use the N-word.
Oh, my God.
That's what it sounded like he
let's
said.
Let's just stop.
Yeah, let's just all stop there. That's like when we played Good Take, Bad Take with Craig Counsell. Craig Counsell never said anybody had a good take.
No, that's not something he would say. It's ridiculous.
He would never reward anyone for a take by saying it was good. And yet, Danny had audio of him saying it.
That's a good take. That's an excellent take. That's a take.
That one's real.
Unedited.
That
yeah,
one's real.
Yeah, that was just to bleep it out.
Okay.
Yes, we what? Will be... Stop. Both of you stop.
I mean, Shane just told us to break.
Yeah,
right?
I'd forgotten that we just came back from a break. That's on me. Hand up.
I got 8 minutes.
You told hand us up. To break.
You know, hand up. I forgot. I just thought we were really late to the last one.
Yeah, I wish we could just strike the last 3 minutes from the record. And the good thing is we've got a lot of time for the audio.
I'll go down the hall. I'll go down the hall and erase it from the FCC.
We're gonna have to.
Yeah, yeah. So just don't start setting that up here.
None of it?
Do something else. Keep doing the magic that you guys do.
You love our brand of magic.
Well,
you're here every day.
Okay, well, now that we've ruined this, we should let people know that we're really excited about we'll be doing some business with this cool new bar called The Wall in Gurnee. And we are going to be out there on August 6th ahead of the Hard Knocks premiere. And we have two pairs of like VIP tickets, basically. We'll be giving away 10 pairs of tickets between now and next Wednesday. That's two reserved upfront seats at The Wall for the 8 p.m. showing of Hard Knocks. And you're like, why would I want to go to a bar to see Hard Knocks? It's because it's a old theater.
Think of those. It's not even that old. Like, it's think of those like fancy movie theaters with the awesome giant recliners.
It's a converted theater.
And yeah. the service where they bring you the drinks, they'll bring you beers, they'll bring you food, and on this enormous screen up front is sports. So, I mean, it's about time somebody did this, and Marcus Theaters has done it in Gurnee. The Wall, it's like it's a giant kick-ass movie theater with crazy comfy seats that is also now a sports bar.
And so we're going to be there on August 6th. The premiere of Hard Knocks is at 8. You can register and win tickets by listening to the show whenever people hear the following sound effect. Right? That's how we're giving these away? No? Okay. Whenever I ask.
We didn't talk about it, so we'll just say later.
All right. Later on.
Is that Brandon Magic you wanted?
Thankfully, I've got a perfect one. Go ahead. Do it again, Danny. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1. Whenever you hear this.
Hard Knocks.
you be the sixth,
that's perfect.
The sixth caller at 312-540-0670. But also, you could also win a Golden Tee machine at this event because you're going to be playing Golden Tee on one of the big screens. And if you get a hole-in-one, you're registered for a shot to win. And there's not going to be that many people who hit a hole-in-one. So I'd say if you hit a hole-in-one, you got a good shot to win a Golden Tee machine.
Come out and see if you could beat me at Golden Tee because I am the station's Golden Tee King. But also, if you don't win the VIP package with us, any of the pairs that we're giving away now, through next Wednesday, admission to the place is free. So you can still come, hang out, watch the show, and then drink some beers, have some good food, have some movie theater food, some popcorn. They still have the movie theater popcorn machines, and then stick around for Hard Knocks.
So, the Parkins and Spiegel mob, alert your friends who are perhaps outside of the mob, make sure they get in, and bring your mob plus ones and your plus twos, because the Marcus Gurnee Cinema at The Wall brings you the energy of being at the stadium while letting you enjoy the MVP comforts of a Marcus movie theater.
Okay.
That's right. That's how you do that.
I mean, we really butchered this entire
That's how you do it.
Honestly.
Thanks, Coom.
It's about as unprofessional as we've ever been.
You think so?
The last 5 minutes.
Oh, we can top that.
It's kind of our MO.
I know. I'm just saying. We should really stop and think about what...
Who we are, what we've done.
What the three of us have done to Tanny's reputation. That's really what I'm concerned
yeah,
about
Yeah, he's
here.
Stained. He's deeply stained.
Just guilt by association.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. We're not going to play any of this Hard Knocks audio because we don't have enough time. But I will say this. Do you get worried when you see these reports as a guy who is into the training camp reports on offense v defense?
I am.
No, I know, but I was saying, are you concerned? Because today it sounds like it was a defense day.
No, that's good.
Sounds like it was, oh, that's good.
Yeah, man.
But is it good if it's an offense day?
That's also good.
So you're in a, oh, wow.
I'm in a fun spot.
Oh, look what you've created for yourself.
I have created for myself. If the offense does well, I'm like, look, Caleb's learning. If the offense does poorly, what an opportunity to be learning from this defense who's going
defense.
To be good. Yeah. Mm. Well, that's why maybe that's you've hit on it. Maybe that's why I find myself so interested on the daily to want to know how it's going, because it's a fair fight and it also feels a little bit like a win-win. Right now, because I want that defense to be good, and I need that defense to be good, and I suspect that it will be. I think it's cool, man, and we're going to hear stuff along the way today, including in our report from Mark Grody. When you have legit players on one side talking about your emerging legit players on the other side, that's kind of cool. It's a rare spot to get to be in, you know, to hear Roma Dunze glowing about Jalen Johnson, or flip that around, you know,
right.
hear Tremaine Edmonds, you know, glowing about DeAndre Swift, like, you know, having these players that know what it is to be good in the league talk about your guys. It's pretty interesting. And even I, Johnny Baseball, have to admit, it's nice to think about.
Because it's an old thing, right? The idea of if your quarterback throws an interception in training camp, it's like, oh, well, should I be happy about my defense forcing a turnover or worried about my quarterback throwing an interception? If you genuinely believe that both sides of the ball are good for the Bears, then you can just say that any result is a good result. Like if you genuinely believe that both sides of this thing are good, because the word part of it doesn't mean much to me, because these guys are always going to prop up their team. It's like, I remember when Jimmy Graham raved about Mitch Trubisky and talked about Drew Brees. You know, and it's like, well, what the hell did that mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, there is there's platitudes. They're just being a good
but
teammate.
But we can learn from those words, like some of the specifics, like the X's and O's of it, or the playing style that they talk about some of these guys will inform us and make us smarter, which I enjoy.
I agree. I just, to me, it's more, we've got a lot of trained eyes at training camp. Mark Grody, Chris Emma, Kevin Fishbane, Adam Hogue, Dan Wiederer, Brad Biggs, Mark Potash. And universally, as you're reading this coverage or hearing it on the station, they're like, oh, he's better. The Bears got better at quarterback. So it's like, oh, okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because it's a pure rookie who's never even played a game. So just that piece of it right there, to me, is the story so far of training camp, that it's unquestionably, in the eyes of neutral trained observers, better. AJ Pierzynski, would he trade Garrett Crochet and Luis Robert? We'll ask him next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.